there are two issues that popped up yesterday. One is the value of the EITs, the enhanced interrogation techniques.
Okay.
In 2007, Brennan, who's at the high command at that point of the CIA during the Bush years, says these techniques yielded information that saved American lives. And yesterday, on the basis of a highly partisan, completely bizarre report in which staff members for the Democrats have reviewed 6,000 pages of documents and interviewed no one, and this report is classified and has not been released by the committee because of objections as to the manner and method of its creation. You know, on the basis of that, yesterday he starts to waffle and say, well, you know, having read 300 pages of that, the 300-page summary of that, you know, now I don't know if they were of value. Well, everybody else who was there knows how valuable they are, and he knew at the time. The second issue on interrogation was he now says, after he left the administration in the 2008 period, he said that he opposed these techniques. But as you saw yesterday in the hearing, he was not able to name a single person whom he expressed objections to at the time. His bosses said he didn't object to us, and he never said. He said, well, I talked to my colleagues. Well, did he name one? No, he couldn't name anyone. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, I'm not certain how important that is to have said I opposed it at the time.
Right.
But it, on the other hand, it does raise a question about his character and veracity if he says I told everybody and nobody can remember him saying it.
Well, here's what he said in 2007 to CBS. He says Brennan not only said the practice was a useful means of gathering intelligence, but it saved American lives. Quote, there has been a lot of information that has come out of from these interrogation procedures that the agency has in fact used against the real hardcore terrorists, Brennan said. It has saved lives. So yeah. Deal with that and then try to gel that with 2013 remarks.
Yeah. I thought Saxby Chambliss was just nailed him to the wall when he patiently asked him a series of questions saying, okay, well, you got 50 emails describing the specific techniques being used on Abu Zubaydah, who's captured in March of 2002 and whose interrogations yielded incredibly valuable information. And, you know, you're CC'd 50 times on emails describing the techniques and what they were yielding. And Brennan's response was to say, well, I'm on thousands of email distributions. Well, wait a minute, you were one of the top handful of leaders at the top of the CIA. You're being told about this. You're being told what kind of information it yields, and you're now saying that at the time you objected to it. Well, you're on the list, so you should have. If you really did object, you know, God bless you for having an objection to it. But you know, don't be now saying me no Alamo, as we say in Texas. I wasn't at the Alamo. That's what the followers of Santa Ana said at the Battle of San Jacinto. Don't blame me for the Alamo, for the attack on the Alamo. Mm-hmm. Me no Alamo. Well, you know, he wasn't there, he claims. Not true.
Right. Okay, real quick, what do you think about Donald Trump's tweet says, why are we giving money to Karl Rove when he wasted $400 million without any victories?
Yeah, well, first of all, when it comes to money, he tends to exaggerate, and I wish we had $400 million. Second of all, I'm surprised that he found time to take away from his hunt for President Obama's birth certificate to tweet that out. Look, in the circles I run in, every time Donald Trump attacks me, the people who write the checks to Crossroads laugh and who's that guy? So I don't make much of it. He does not like me. I get it. He's angry that I called when he jumped in. I thought he had a very interesting opportunity to be a successful business guy as a candidate for president. Instead, he made as his entire reason for his candidacy President Obama's birth certificate. And running as a birther is just, you know, it's just stupid. So, and I said so at the time, and he's never forgiven me for it. So he misses no opportunity to opine on me. But you know what? I frankly don't care. And the people who write the checks to Crossroads frankly laugh at it.